This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 76. And in this episode, we're talking about how to start building your email list. So if you are looking to break into the game, or quite frankly, you just feel like your email list needs a little boost, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I told you on the last episode that we were going to do kind of a beginner series for a few episodes because I love to talk about what I'm doing now, but as some of my testing and strategies and launches get a little more advanced, I want to make sure that a lot of people in my audience, you know, we attract a lot of people who are just moving into this space or who are still in the early stage of their business. And I want to make sure that you have great content as well. And I've been paying attention inside of my Facebook group, the Heart Hustlers, which you can check out over at hearthustlers.com. You don't have to opt in to join. It's just a Facebook group. But we were asking kind of what people are struggling with, and the feedback is consistently that people are looking to build their email list. And even yesterday, I kind of threw a post up in my group and just said, hey, who here is trying to build their list and has less than, you know, 100 people on their email list? And literally within about 20 minutes, we had almost a dozen people that were like, me, I need to build my email list. And it's quickly becoming clear to me that this is still something that's really important to people. And it should be, because building your email list is a really fantastic way to build your business. And I want to start this episode by talking about, like, what is the point of an email list? What does an email list do for you? And that might sound so silly, but the reality is it's just really important that we understand what we're doing or why we're even trying to build an email list. So I wanted to start here because so many people say, like, oh, the money is in your list. If you want to build your business, the money is in your list. And I have a slightly different approach, which is I like to say the potential money is in your list, right? Because building an email list, it doesn't actually make you money. And that might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out here for a second. You know, I know people who have massive email lists that have small businesses, and I know people with small email lists that have massive businesses. So what's the difference? Well, an email list doesn't build your business or make you lots of money. What it does is it gives you the ability to quickly and easily communicate with your customers and potential customers. And so that's what an email list does. So if you think about some of the stuff that you may have tried, like let's say running a webinar, right? Running a webinar is so much easier when you have an email list. Why? Because if you want to invite people to the webinar, you just email your list, right? Simple, straightforward, it works. If you're looking to launch or you want to sell your product and you want to know if people are interested, what do? You email your list. Let's say you're trying to research a new idea and you don't know if your audience will actually buy. Well, what could you do? You send a survey to your email list. So an email list in and of itself is not like this big, massive moneymaker, but it gives you the ability to communicate with an audience and broadcast your messages. And we know just from the basics of marketing that when we can reach an audience with a targeted message, we can convert. You know, look at advertising, like at its very purest form. Look at television advertising, right? If you're watching, say, HGTV, you're going to see advertisements on there about redoing your kitchen or remodeling. Why? Because when there's a captive audience, which is people watching HGTV, with a targeted message, which is that advertising, business happens. And so that's what we're doing with our email list. We're building up a targeted list of potential customers that we can market to. And I just always like to start there because I remember that feeling in the pit of my stomach when we got a few hundred people on our email list, but we weren't making way more money. I see it all the time in my groups when people are like, hey, I got 100 people opted in and a couple of sales. Oh no, like, isn't it supposed to be bigger? And I just like to start by saying, like, a list is an invaluable tool for your business, but it's not your only tool for business, okay? Now, all that being said, you do want to build your email list. So I wanted to give you a couple of really tactical strategies today on how to kind of get your first 100 email subscribers. And I've done an episode like this in the past, but I have learned so much since I've done that episode. I've evolved so much. My audience has evolved so much. And quite frankly, the internet has evolved a lot. You know, things move quick in online marketing. So I wanted to give you some advice. And I have a really simple couple of processes. But if you want to get the show notes or anything that you might have missed, we're going to recap everything over at heartsoulhustle.com/76. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/76. And that's actually going to lead you to a page that covers some of what I'm covering today, but also gives you a complete guide to get your first 1,000 email subscribers in 90 days. It's a complete post we created. If you listened to last week's shows and you liked our really long form post on how to build your digital business, this is very similar. It's literally a multiple 1,000 word guide on how to get your email subscribers. And if you want, you can opt in. We've got this cool content upgrade for you where we're actually going to give you all the checklists. So heartsoulhustle.com/76, check it out. So let's start with the basics. What do you really need to build your email list? So I am no bones about it. You need an autoresponder and a landing page software. And everybody has kind of a different opinion around what autoresponder to use, and do you need a landing page, and should you use your own? But here is the thing. You need a landing page. I'm not afraid to say it. When I first kind of was getting started, I would say like, oh, you know, you could build your own landing page, you could do this. Look, no bones about it. You need a landing page. Lead pages is a really great one that I personally recommend, but there's a million out there. Instapages, Unbounce, Thrive, OptimizePress. The thing you need to understand is that a landing page should not be eating up all your time. And the reason I love lead pages is that number one, it's quick. Number two, it's easy. Number three, it's cost effective. And number four, they base things off research. And so many people who are getting started in the game don't know, and it's not your fault. No one's running around talking about this, but people don't know that landing pages don't have to look pretty. In fact, sometimes ugly landing pages outconvert pretty landing pages. And companies like Lead Pages and even ClickFunnels and Unbounce, they're basing their landing page creation content flow on research, not on what looks good. So that's why I recommend a landing page software. Let a company whose job it is to make it look nice, make it convert, and do all the heavy lifting work for you. And then, of course, you need an autoresponder because you need a way to collect those names and email. Your autoresponder is basically where your list is held and you use it to send out emails. I recommend ConvertKit because it starts at $29 a month for up to 1,000 contacts. And compared to some of the other software out there, it's got a ton of features that rock. I am an affiliate for ConvertKit, but I think they're the best for beginners. And the reason I'm just so adamant about them is they work great. We even keep a ConvertKit account on a month-to-month basis, just because we want to practice what we preach and show you, like, we do really love this software and we do create training in it. That being said, some of the other ones you can look at are AWeber, MailChimp, GetResponse, ActiveCampaign. Anything that sends an email will work. The big thing I want to lay down for you here is that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you use for your landing page. Doesn't matter what you use for your autoresponder. A lot of people will spend weeks in the research phase, move past it. Pick what catches your eye, pick what catches your attention, go for it, okay? So once you have an autoresponder and a landing page and you have some kind of like what I like to call realistic understanding of what a list is, now we get to focus on the foundation of your list. And my opinion is that you should spend about 1 to 2 months trying to hit your first 100 subscribers because that breaks down to about 12 to 25 new people a week, which is a very reasonable number. You know, the goal in the first month is not rapid growth. Instead, it's building a really strong foundation. And I like to start by going through the numbers because you can really easily follow this rule of thumb. For every 100 people that visit your landing page, 20 to 40 will sign up for your freebie. And for every 100 people that visit your website, 2 to 5 should join your email list. So if you want to get 100 email subscribers, your goal is going to be to get 250 to 500 people over to your landing page and get about 100 of them to sign up. Now, I know that we're already kind of skipping ahead a little bit, and we're using some terms like landing page and autoresponder. I like to be kind of technical, but I also like to bring it back. So what we're saying at this point is, listen, you need a place that people can go put in their name and email, your landing page, to collect something you're giving away for free, often called a freebie, a lead magnet, an ethical bribe, whatever you like to call it. And once they do, you get their name and email. Now, this is where we're going to veer off course a little bit, because you might expect that at this stage, I'm going to be like, so here's how to create a freebie, or here's how to do this, or here's all of that. But my feedback is you need to research your freebie first, okay? And promise me you won't skip this step, because I get it. Research is not the most fun part of running an online business, but it's critically important. And before we create offers or put something out or do anything like that, we always, always, always research. So remember at the beginning of this episode, what I told you is we posted in her group and asked, hey, who's trying to build their list? And because we got such a fast, overwhelming response compared to some of the other posts in my group, I knew this needed to be an episode. So I'm going to give you some ways you can research, but I want you to understand is this isn't like surveying an audience you don't have. This isn't, you know, studying for years and years. It's pulling out a piece of paper, finding your audience where they are, and splitting it into three columns where, number one, what are the common questions? What are people asking in your potential audience? Number two, what are the major problems, right? What are you seeing? What are the roadblocks? What are things that people, they're sharing, right? What are they saying, this is what I'm stuck on? And then finally, what are the gaps you see? Because if you know what their questions are and you know what they're saying they're stuck on, you can evaluate these gaps in the marketplace that allows you to create really quality freebies. Now, I said this before and I'll say it again. Facebook groups are my favorite place to go do research. I'm not in there posting questions. I'm just watching and learning, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Go to Facebook, type in a keyword at the top and search for relevant groups. You want to focus on groups that have at least 2,000 members, have regular engagement, are not flooded with spam, and are closed, meaning you have to request to join them. Now, if you're taking me seriously on this and you're like, yes, I am going to research my email list and I am going to research what they would want and I am going to research my freebie, I recommend go join 5 to 10 groups today, wait to be approved, and pick one or two for your research, and set aside 1 or 2 hours to create your list of three columns, right? And again, it's column one, what are the questions? Column two, what are the problems? And then based on that, column three, where are the gaps? And once you know those gaps, then you can go create your freebie. And this is so key. More time spent creating a freebie does not mean more people will download it. So I've watched far too many people spend hours creating these elaborate workbooks and ebooks. And in reality, most people would rather just have a short checklist or a workbook. If you're trying to figure out, like, what do I give away for free? I recommend a checklist, a worksheet, a 10 to 15 minute audio, a 10 to 15 minute video, a mini course, an email course. Again, remember, if you're not sure exactly what to do and you want the Zach just tell me version, remember, more content does not mean more value. The bigger the problem you solve and the bigger the gap you've noticed, the better your freebie will be. So just pick the biggest gap and problem you see, create a checklist or a worksheet, and go use something like Canva to whip up a one-page checklist. Remember, the biggest challenge with building your email list is just doing it, getting the freebie up and putting it out there, okay? Don't kill yourself over this. Spend a couple hours. Canva has so many incredible templates and it will get you there, okay? Now, once you've done a little bit of research, I won't go too in-depth on this section, but I wanna just take a quick note to say, like, go set up your freebie before you start promoting it, which is create a really nice landing page with a strong headline, talk about what's in your freebie, have some nice visuals, and then of course, set up your autoresponder, make sure you have a confirmation email when they sign up, make sure they get a link when they sign up, make sure you connect everything, and then please, please, please check that you've connected everything before you promote. Go sign up. Did you get sent to the thank you page? Did you get an email? Did you make sure that the links in the email work? Seriously, don't skip testing your setup. And I can honestly tell you, this is my Achilles heel. I get so excited about freebies and offers that I throw them out there, I'm constantly leaving little typos or things that don't work, and it's bad for my brand. And I know that, and I'm telling you that, so please learn from my mistakes, not just my actions, okay? Now, once you've got that up, I'm going to give you two ways that you can do this. The first one is organic promotion of your freebie, and the second is kind of a completely different path that we'll talk about in a second. But if you are doing like the, I just want to slow burn, slow build, the first month, just promote your freebie organically. And just commit to doing several activities, at least one every single day, to just drive new people into your offer. So number one, share on social media. It sounds so silly, and it constantly gets overlooked, but listen. You need to leverage your organic market. It might seem small. You might only have a couple hundred people following you on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, but who cares? If you got 100 people following you, get 10 of them on your email list. Stop stressing that, well, I can't do this forever. Get started. Post a link to your freebie. Put it out to your audience. Number two, ask people to share. Listen, this is money. And I ask my students to do this. We do this. If you have people who already follow you, who already like you, or even just friends, personally reach out to 20 people asking if they'd be willing to share this resource. And for bonus points, make it easy for them to share by saying, hey, I've already got this post. I'd just love it if you hit the share button. Hey, I've already got blah, blah, blah. I would just love it if you could throw this on your profile. Super easy. And so many people overlook this, but if you ask 20 people, probably only 3 to 5 are going to say yes, but you're going to reach an entire new channel of people. Ask. Go for the ask. Update your profiles, right? Update your Instagram, update your Facebook cover, update your Twitter bio. When you're first starting building your email list, my approach is, listen, every action can attract 1, 2, maybe 3 opt-ins. So be consistent. Because if you get those 2 or 3 opt-ins a day, there's that 14 to 25 people a week we were talking about. Okay. Of course, add links to your website. If you have a website, make sure that they can actually sign up on your website. If you go to heartsoulhustle.com and go to start here, they can physically opt in for my content. Do a weekly live stream. I mean, I'm all about live streams, especially Facebook Live. Share a tip, post a freebie, and here's the bonus points. Use the problems from that research list, okay? And then finally, I mean, listen, go share in Facebook groups. Don't go dropping the links to your freebie in every group you're in. But if you're doing these research in these groups that I recommended you join, go in there and share your resource when it makes sense. When people ask for help, go in there and just be valuable, right? Now, quick note, if you want to get the ball rolling with money versus elbow grease, you can run Facebook ads. But honestly, if you do these things consistently, it is possible to get your first 100 people. So just to kind of recap what you can do, get your offer out there. I talked a little bit about the research, but then promote it every day. Take a deliberate action. Share it on one of your social media channels organically. Ask your friends to promote it for you or people that are past customers. Update your profile link so that people can actually access your content. Make sure that content is relevant and updated on your website for when people look into you. Do a Facebook Live, because seriously, there's nothing more valuable than actually showing up live for people. And then finally, as you're researching these Facebook groups, leverage them for reach. Okay? So at this point, here's what you would have. You'd have a complete sheet of research for your ideal audience because you did that little 3-column exercises, right? You have a completed freebie, a landing page, and a welcome email when people sign up, and you can have your first 100 people on your email list. Then what you do is you go to kick it up a notch. You take it to the next level. You start doing new things. You add new promo. You start bringing in ads. You create new revenue sources. But that first 100, it can be totally elbow grease. Like I said, you can fuel it with ads, but that's what I recommend. Now, the last thing that I want to cover is that there's an alternate way to kind of do this if you're looking to do it a little bit faster. And that's leveraging a live masterclass, also known as a webinar. Now, before you start panic or going, I don't know if I'm ready for a webinar. I don't know if I can convert my webinar, you know, any of that, that's okay. Breathe. I'm going to let you off the hook here. The secret to building your first 100 people is to run a live training where you don't sell anything. Why? Because it's a disruptor right now. Everybody's doing webinars and masterclasses where they sell something, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love me a good sales webinar. But if you promote a free training that says, this is pitch free, I will not sell anything, and you just push it out the same way you would, promote it organically, you'll get people to sign up and you won't have to go through the process of creating a freebie. Plus, you get all the feedback from your audience in a live setting. Now, I personally, after like a webinar, I like to review the chat because I'll have a list of all these questions. And in a webinar chat where it's totally free and I'm asking people to ask questions, I'm going to get insights on what should my next webinar be? What kind of products do these people need? What are their problems? What are their struggles? So it's a way to quickly add a few hundred people to your email list, kind of have them show up for a poppin' live party, and then be doing even more audience research, which is really, really cool. So if you want to do it that way, I personally, you know, I don't use super fancy webinar software yet. I'm planning to probably later this year. I probably already should be. But if you're using a landing page like Lead Pages, you can literally use a lead page to run a webinar. And it's super simple. You just grab a Google Hangout or a YouTube live video, you drop it into a lead page, and you can actually go live without webinar software. So with just a landing page, an autoresponder, and that research, please hear me, I'm not saying skip the research phase. You still have to research what to offer a training on, but you bring people in, and there's just something different about getting 100 people signed up and getting some of them in a room to hang out with you than there is just getting them on your email list as a slow burn. So it's really up to you. There are two dynamically different strategies. Yes, a webinar influxes people faster, but it does require you to go live. It does require you to kind of teach. It does require you to stretch a little bit and really push to get those people signed up quickly. The other one is a slow burn, and it just requires diligence and discipline and that push to continue, but both of those work for you. Now, again, we're going to recap this over at heartsoulhustle.com/76. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/76. And when you go to that page, you're not just going to find what we talked about here, but you're going to find what I would do the next 2 months, right? So we kind of said you could do this in 30 to 60 days. This is what I would do the following months after that as I'm scaling my list to 1,000 without kind of losing money doing it. So head over to heartsoulhustle.com/76 to check that out. And I just want to recap what we covered real quick. So number one, you need the basic softwares. You need an autoresponder. You need a landing page. When I was first starting out, I would kind of tell people like, you know, whatever works, works. But now I'm pretty adamant. You need both of those, okay? Number two, we talked about the power of research. You need to research what your audience wants, because if you don't research what they want, you can't build your email list. And speaking of email list, we got down to the nitty-gritty of what an email list is. It's a way to drive targeted marketing messages to your ideal audience. It's not an instant revenue generator. It doesn't make you rich. You can have a big list and a small business, or a small list and a big business. It's about attracting quality people who are interested in your products. And remember, not everybody that visits your freebie signup page is going to sign up. Really, a 40% conversion is what you're shooting for, but that means for every 100 people that visit your landing page, only 20 to 40 will sign up. So we need to focus on driving 250 to 500 people to your landing page to get your first 100 emails. So once you get all that done, make sure you create a freebie. And remember, we said more time spent creating a freebie does not mean more people will download. So keep it simple. Identify a problem in your audience, create a simple and short resource that fixes it, and then get it out to the world. Now, we kind of rolled right over, but we said, of course, make sure you set up and test your freebie, set up your lead page, set up your email autoresponder. And then there's two ways you can do this. You can either diligently push out your freebie with organic promo, or don't create a freebie, create a live training based on your research and get an influx of people there to create a more dynamic interaction with your new leads. It really comes down to what's more appealing to you, okay? Now, again, we've got all those checklists and more waiting for you over at the show notes, but I just want to leave you with this one little final note. You know, when I was getting started, like, list building was the thing. Everybody was like, the money is in your list. The money is in your list. And as I've continued to scale my business, I've realized that the money really is in your list and you need to have an email list, because you have to have a way to promote your content. You know, we have this podcast, but If we were putting it out every week, who would see it if we didn't have an email list to send it to? We write these really nice blogs that we're sending you to. Who would be seeing these blogs if we didn't have people to promote it to? We have product launches, but if we didn't have a list of emails, how would we tell people when our products are for sale again, other than social media, where we know the mass majority of our audience won't see it? You know, a list is literally like adding a whole new layer of potential to your business. And it takes some time. It takes some diligence. But I'm telling you, once you get that first 100, from there, it only continues to get easier. It only continues to get better. And you'll quickly realize that, yes, the money is in your list, but so is the potential for the growth of your business. So get out there, build that email list. I hope you have an incredible week, and I'll see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.